Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you please pray with me? Verse 4 of the hymn that you just sang as we focus on these words of Jesus tonight in the gospel. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. And we focus again on generosity. We pray. Grant that your Spirit's help to me be always given, lest I should fall again and lose the way to heaven. Grant that you give me strength in my infirmity. May he renew my heart to serve you willingly. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. And as we continue with this series of generosity, it's good to be back with you. We had a great celebration of 30 years of worship at the congregation that we got to start 30 years and 1 week ago. Had our first worship together. What a great time that was, enlivening. But it's good to be back here with you as we continue to focus on Jesus and what it means to be generous. And in so doing, we're continuing our little person on the street interviews. And I think you'll find the questions, I found them interesting. Of course, I wrote them. So let's take a look at these.
This week, we talked to people about what it means to be generous in heart. Did Jesus talk more about love or money in the Bible?
He talks about love. He was the definition of love.
I believe Jesus talks more about money in the Bible.
I think he talked way more about love.
Do you think Jesus talked more about love or money in the Bible?
Oh, I think he talked more about love.
So Jesus did talk a lot about money in the Bible. Why do you think that is?
Because everything that we have belongs to him.
I think he probably talked about money because it's something that everybody could relate to. Because you either have a lot of it or you have a little of it, but you do need some in order to get through life. So I think it was a commonality that everybody could relate to, maybe.
What do you think makes it so hard for us to be generous with our treasures?
Trying to find a level by which we can be content. And God, relying on him, he leads us to contentment.
Why do you think it's so hard to be generous with our treasures?
I think part of the reason for that is because people tend to think of themselves first. Life is hard. Having a family, raising kids, sending kids to college. It takes a lot of money to do that, and expenses just continue to go up. And I think people, they tend to think about themselves first for some reason, but I think Jesus would probably have us rather do it another way and to put him first. And that's hard to do, but it's something we always need to strive for.
We have it in our hands, and it's hard to let go. You know, we have fear. We're afraid that if we let it go, then what will we do to live on? You know, what will we have to sustain our life? And where's the trust in that?
He blesses us beyond measure.
Money became a way to show our love. I think generosity became a point of showing our love. And we have an opportunity in this church to show generosity through both money and love.
So, ask you the question that they were asked. Does Jesus speak more about love or money? Now think about that a little bit. Would you believe that one statistic, well, the statistics with this was, we had did this on Instagram and here, 87% of the folks said he talked more about love, 13% said he talked more about money. And in actuality, he talks more about money than he talks about love. But it's not a totally fair question in that what is sometimes assumed when a question is asked, did Jesus talk more about love or money, is that I'm asking the question, what did he talk most about? And what he really talked most about was kingdom of God. And I was very tempted at the end of this video simply to say, amen. because they got so much so right here, that when they were talking about the answer to the question, Jesus talked more about love or money, what you heard was spot on. That while he does talk about money more than he actually talks about love, what he does with his talk about money is to use it as a mechanism. As you heard one of them say, it was the way that he would talk about the things that were important. And you heard these folks talk about how it is that money was the avenue to love, that money was the way that we could show our generosity and to show our love. And then one of the reasons that the answer to the question is Jesus talks more about money than he did about love is because Jesus is love. There in the person of the Christ himself, in this Matthew chapter 6, and if you've got a red letter Bible at home, open up to this chapter and surrounding it, you are going to see lots and lots and lots of red ink instead of black. For those of you who maybe have never come across a red letter Bible, it's a Bible in which the words of Jesus are printed in red. Just a reference point. Just an easy way for you to see that. And what a visual that is to look at Matthew 5 and Matthew 6 and Matthew 7 and see all the teaching that is going on there. So that when Jesus says, in the words that Pastor DeBear read just a few minutes ago, when Jesus says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. I don't know about you, but it's very tempting for me to listen to those words and hear Jesus talking about somebody else. Because I'm pretty sure that once you find out that the sermon tonight is going to have something to do with money, you said, this is going to be the best night ever, said no worshiper ever, right? It's just a topic that makes us a little squeamish. We don't know quite how to on-ramp that, how to talk about that. Well, let's talk about it in the way that Jesus talks about it and take him seriously at his word that when he's talking about this danger, right? He's talking about a danger. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. He's not just talking about somebody else. Folks, he's talking about all of us. He's talking to all people. This is the God who so loves the world that he's coming here to tell us that one of the big problems that we have is we put our treasure in the wrong place, and where our treasure is, there our heart is. And who is it that is saying this to us? It is the one whom God treasures. It is the one about whom God has said at his baptism, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is the one about whom God is going to say in a couple weeks on the Mount of Transfiguration, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is the treasure of God. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. This is the treasure of God who goes where? To the cross. And God puts his treasure on the cross because that's where his heart is. Literally, his beating flesh heart. The Son of God has taken on flesh and blood. That heart is on the cross, about to be stilled, about to die. Why? Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. The treasure of God, where his heart is with you and me. It's with you and me. To such an extent that he is willing to come be with you and me. To such an extent that he is willing to come and speak to you and me. To speak these words of warning, to speak these words of guidance, that we stub our toe against these words and say, yeah, you know, maybe I need to take a better look at my life. That's what God's calling me to do, to make sure I know where my treasure is. If my treasure is where God is for his treasure, where his heart is, and that is on the cross, on Calvary, in Christ, for me, for you, for the world, that we might have life. And when he gives us that life in Christ, he does so generously. It's a generous heart that is given up for us on the cross. It's a generous heart that is speaking these words to you and me tonight. It's a generous heart that calls us not to just make better priorities in our life. That's not what this is all about. Well, I gotta get my treasures in order. I gotta get my offering up at church. I gotta spend less on these kinds of things. That's not what this is about. It is, where is your heart? It's where your treasure is. There your heart is also. And God comes along with his generous heart and gives life. And he gives it generously. And he gives it abundantly. Overflowing is how the scripture talks about it. Over and over and over again, we invite you to this table that you might receive the overflowing love of God in that body and blood of Jesus. The blood that flowed from his heart. The heart that was on the cross, because God has a heart for you, because you are the treasure of God. And he gifts you with an identity. An identity as a child of God. One who can call on him as Father. One who gets to experience the generous flow of his gifts. But one who, like you heard from these folks, one who struggles with how easy it is to lose our heart, to lose track of where that treasure really is. And he calls us back by repentance to turn away again. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. You hear that word abounding? Generous. Generous in steadfast love. And he gives us purpose. He gives us purpose. As you hear him talk about money, and as you hear the scriptures talk about money, take a little closer look and see that money is never something that is to be served. In fact, he says you cannot serve God and money. You know why? Because money's not here to be served. That's not the purpose of money. And so what Jesus is saying is, stop using things for the purpose for which they are not intended, but use it for the purpose for which it is intended. Use it to serve him. Use it in the way that you see our health fair set up. Use it in the way that serves to bring the gospel to the world. Use it in the way that we're going to say goodbye to Philip for a few weeks as he goes to Africa to take the church a gift and let the church be a gift to him and help people in how to worship and how to keep Jesus at the heart of the matter. That their treasure might be there, just as our treasure is to be there. That's our purpose with the money, with the earthly treasures that God has given to us, with the time that God has given to us, with the abilities, the talents that God has given to us. They are not to be served, but they are to be used to serve. And so God then calls us into action with the gifts that he has given to us, with our lives. To be as Christ to others, with our purpose, which is to be his witnesses here, in action for his sake. That we take that gospel and we share it with folks in a way that is generous, that is overflowing, that is abundant. There's a certain joy in, you go back and go over 30 years of history with folks that we were together with in worship, but it causes you to even look back a little bit more and thinking about how it is that God blesses us over time and how God gifts all of us. I want to share something with you that I think we might have in common. When I was a kid, I loved the superheroes, right? Now, I didn't have all the Avengers the way that they're all out there, but I kind of did. Pastor, can you hand me that towel? You talk about generosity. I want to let you know, you have a superpower. Okay? Remember when you were a kid? How many of you would do this? You know, go get one of mom's towels. You make yourself a cape, right? You get the big safety pin and pin that on. And then because there were a bunch of you, y'all had to figure out, what's your superpower going to be? You know, are you going to have supervision? Or are you going to have super speed? Or are you going to be able to fly? Or because you wanted to be Superman because he could do all those kinds of things. Do you have a superpower? And that superpower is generosity. And I liken it to the superheroes that I knew as a kid, because When they were kids, you go back and you read the stories of the superheroes, I'm sorry to get all geeky on you right now, okay? But as they were kind of growing up, what did they have? Did they know how to use their superpowers right away? No. They had to learn. They had to grow in what it meant to have that superpower and how to put it to purpose for the best of mankind. When Jeanette and I were in our early married years, we didn't know much about this superpower called generosity. We heard about tithing. We looked at our income, newlyweds. It wasn't much. We heard about something called 10%. And we looked at each other and said, I don't know how we can do this. I do not know how we can do this. And we were talking with friends who were a little bit older, a little more experienced. And they said, David, Jeanette, you don't have to do this 10% thing all at once. This is a part of growing in your faith. Hear me saying to you, this is a part of growing in our generosity. Growing in how to use this superpower that God has given to us by His Holy Spirit as He takes up residence in our heart. He went back and instructed us a little more. He said, start with where you can. If it's 2%, start there. If it's 3%, start there. And then make it your goal to grow every year, 0.5%, 1%, until you reach that generous level that you believe God wants you to be at. That's my invitation to you. As you are engaged with God, as you seek to align with the God who treasures you so much that He put His heart on the line for you. As you seek to grow in your generosity, to take yourself at the place where you are, and by God's Spirit, through prayer, through dedicated worship, let yourself, you hear what I'm saying? Let yourself, by the Holy Spirit, be influenced by that Spirit to grow in what it means to be generous, to grow in what it means to know that where your treasure is, there your heart is also. You are indeed treasured by God. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.